Oh, yeah, Spence. I'm so stoked to be back again here on our Ventura Forward podcast, where we're searching for those tasty waves, hot tunes, fun in the sun, righteous food, and all the news across the 805. Episode number 92. Let's rock and roll. I've been around. You've been working harder than me. April is here. Let's go. How you doing?
Everything's good. You know, working. You know, it seems like working from can't see to can't see, but that's just the way it goes sometimes. Doing the job and getting it done.
Buddy, you're working here hard on the backside. Appreciate your hard work and holding it down for the whole community. Bringing the news from 5 to 9 every morning. If you don't stream KVT Live 1590 on your phone in the morning, you're missing out. I like to say turn on your radio. Don't get mad at me. And then listen it up, because that's the first news source that we use. Then we use city council news. Then we use maybe a little bit of those old newspapers and magazines. And of course, we use social media. And that's what's happening to make Ventura Forward go round and round and continue to have our followers grow and grow, as they are here at live on Instagram right now. So if you're watching there, thank you. If you're listening to our podcast every week, we have about 150, 200 Spence loyal listeners, around 250. They're telling me how much they love that podcast and how much everyone loves their side jobs and how their side bosses put so much stress on our economy. And joking around, shout out to all of our sponsors, everyone working hard. And when Ventura Forward's out there asking for your sponsorship, it's not taken lightly. Your resources, your time, your treasure, your talent is being uplifted through your Stoke, Goodwill, Pacific Coast Coins, Pete's Breakfast House, Adenic Smoothies, Calorama Coffee, Midtown Grill, let's get it, Ventura Music Hall, when we need to pop in, Dargan's Irish Pub, we went in there, we had so much fun. They offer a little taste. We're just moving through downtown, having great times. What a time it was this weekend as the Grateful Dead concert, Skull and Roses, got canceled. But a friend of mine, Mr. Easy E, not to be confused with the famous one, but this one's from New York, Transplant, having a good time. Mr. Easy laid down the road for Shakedown Street, got special permits, contacted other promoters, and shout out to those other businesses that are helping sponsor, especially Bruce over at Tony's Pizza. Bruce, thank you for the gift card. Bruce, thank you for stepping up for our community and making the Deadheads and the visitors of Ventura feel welcomed, because we're doing things better 365, 52 weeks a year. Spence, how did this podcast start off for you?
Good.
Let's go.
And another big thanks to, we did a little restaurant the other day.
What'd you do?
You and I.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to drop my car off at Elliott's, and we're going to get the work done that I need so badly. And there's a lot to do. So from Elliott's, we went over to a local restaurant, which I liked very, very much. One of the main reasons was the ambiance with the vinyl. So thank you for introducing me to this brand new restaurant in my life. Not only do they have vinyl, you can go through and just spin something yourself. It's pretty cool.
You really love the experience at Calorama Coffee inside Midtown Grill.
Yeah, that's the place.
Right there on Main Street. So if people aren't living here anymore, it's on Main Street and Santa Rosa. Main Street and Santa Rosa. The old, they used to call it Pacific Grill, was right there. And I heard Pacific Grill is actually moving to a different location.
Good for them.
We're talking a lot about food.
Awesome. But food is good, especially local business. But the vinyl is what flipped it for me.
The protein bowl and vinyl.
I was all over it.
That was me and you having more of our breakthrough moments, because us here, I call you the skipper and I call myself Gilligan. Hope everyone likes that reference. Thank you. It's very fitting. I like that. We needed to have a little skipper was getting a little hangry.
Mm-hmm.
I had to feed the skipper. Is that fair? I had to feed the skip.
Yep, I had to handle that, but the food was great. And
I know you would love it.
Incredible.
It came through. We had a bunch of Neil Young. We were talking there. And it's an evolving of businesses. And we had some customers come in. And when you have that, like a restaurant like Midtown Grill, and what changes, and James comes in with his resources, and I hope James, I can share his story. He's a father locally working with his daughter who's in a young school. Then he has work online. So he's working while he's making that coffee. That's the future. See that? There's no way that James's job, which he could fulfill sitting behind the desk for 8 hours a day, driving to probably what might have been Santa Monica back in the day. You couldn't live in Ventura. That's Ventura Forward conversation. How is our quality of life going to continue to get better? How is the cost of living going to go down? It's not. How do we make more money? We're going to have to. And this fine gentleman is a good example of evolving into having more time based on the evolution of the internet, the speed of the internet, and the capacity of doing business, which has really made Ventura the place to live in the 805. So when people say, what changed in Ventura? It wasn't just the COVID. And everyone wants to say COVID changed and everyone moved around the nation. We know mass exodus from California. But go on social media in more depth and look at other nations, Canada, Europe. You know what they're saying, Spence? The cost of inflation has been so high, there's no way that the next generation of families can afford to live a cost of home in this town. I was like looking around like I was in like a bat cave, like, it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's not just us. And that's good to know. Because we know it's a problem.
Except for a worldwide failure, it's good to know.
Well, but we're in the boat together. I like sometimes not being one to be, dare I say, globalist mm-hmm. politically, but sometimes I like us to have the same problem to say, everything we're doing is not working as humanity. Let's find a new way here. Let's find something that's not working and come together. Because if war is happening everywhere, we're all in the fear of war. People are unfortunately passing away every day as we're trying to share information in a microphone that means something. So if we want to go big picture, we're thinking about Ukraine, you know, and different places that we're looking for peace. I know I'm a big peace guy. You're a huge peace guy. It's one of our foundations. Let's stop war. Let's find peace. Let's find that common ground. And maybe stopping war in this rant will lower the cost of living.
Yeah, it could. The other thing is, like Bill Burr said so many years ago on one of his Netflix specials, what they don't tell you is half of us have to die. There's just too many people on the planet for the planet to afford this many people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Bill Burr. That's pretty dark, but that was the very funny Bill Burr. If you want to see him, just get Netflix and you're good to go.
The point again is this is a real talk podcast. This is Ventura Forward, Share the Stoke, you be you. Find your passions and examples. We know that our five pillars are starting off with safety, public involvement, the land, beautify, and recreation. We try to stay within all those that we love and to continue to share that stuff. I was umpiring last night. I was speaking at city council. I was here in the radio station this morning. All those are staying in there. I was talking to a gentleman last night who's a landscaper. I'm blanking his name right now. Wants to be a new sponsor. What's he say? Spencer, I love your Instagram. Thank you, sir. I'm a landscaper in Santa Paula. Do you share about Santa Paula businesses? I absolutely do. Would you share my business for free? Yes, I will. But I would like to ask for a little bit of trade, if you wouldn't mind, young man. I'd like to get a tree out of you since you're a landscaper. Would you think about maybe we have over 10,000, 12,000 empty tree wells in the city. We're looking to fill those to combat climate change and to produce more shade to lower the temperature of our Earth's core here as we put concrete everywhere. Are you with me? Yet he says yes. And there's a tree coming somewhere in Ventura in the next week or two off this fine, awesome openness of community. And that's how we're moving it forward. That's the blockchain technology. That might be cryptocurrency. That might be NFT tokens. Whatever the conversation is, we're bringing it to where the community's going to win again. We're going to ride it into town on our ponies, or we're going to walk in on our sandals, and we're going to work hard, we're going to trade, and no one's going to tax the crap out of us. And you think you're going to tax the crap? You're going to go. You're going to get that dung on the side of the road. We're going to shovel you up. And we're going to scoop you out because the stuff and the shit's been piling up for too long. And I'm tired of it piling up. And so is everybody else. So keep giving the shout outs coming. Keep grabbing those shovels. And you don't need me to be there. And you for sure don't need Spence to give you validation. And we're not looking for your validation either because we're coming harder and we're coming to take. And back to the beginning of the year, we're going to break on through. This podcast is about men supporting women, supporting kids, and loving our seniors. And when we do that, we're winning. Trust me. And when we put that first, and it's easier, so much more difficult than to be done. And that's when you got to take out the stuff out of the closet. Get the skeletons out of there. When you're going on social media, stop talking about just the Topatopa Mountains, the two trees, you know, the Rincon Beach and whatever else you want to just try to glorify every day, get down and show yourself getting down and cleaning up, and then know people make mistakes, and then don't spread rumors. Get out there and get the facts. And I'm giving myself a pure example right now. And if it's going too dark for you, maybe you want to be more Ventura Forward. Because the deeper you go in Ventura Forward, the more light you're going to see, the more you're going to get involved, the more change is going to happen. Let's go.
Make it happen. Make the change.
How long has this podcast been, Spence? Give me
11 minutes of podcast fun. Yes, sir. We've gone through 11.
Man, I'm on fire today.
Yep.
That's what happens if you stay up until midnight at a city council meeting.
Yeah.
I was tired. And then I went home and had dinner. Then I was up until about 1. Then the dogs wanted to go for a walk. So it was about 1:30. And my son has mono right now.
Oh, boy.
My father just got diagnosed a pretty bad illness. I'm going to save him for privacy because he loves privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Only for my father-in-law. He's been in the hospital for 3 weeks. My 90-year-old grandmother just came to town. She's staying with me.
That's nice.
Yeah. My son's sick. My daughter, our star pitcher for All-Stars. It was cold the other night, and the girls were messing around. The loose ball got out. The girl went down and went to go kick the ball that she was picking up, kicked her finger. Almost probably broke it.
Oh, no.
She's out for the playoffs this weekend. So don't, for all my fun listeners, don't tell me Ventura Forwards. Like, I faked the funk. And if you really think that I'm faking the funk and you don't like me because you think I'm faking the funk, you couldn't be farther from smelling the funk. And I love the smell of funk because when you're behind a bar and it smells funky, you're having a good time. When you're at the beach and it stinks, you're probably having a good time. Circus? I'll leave it there. Spence, what's your favorite thing when you go to the fair?
My favorite thing when I go to the fair?
If you pull this joke out right now, I'm going to get it.
Oh, my favorite thing is the Clydesdales. I don't know.
For your coffee?
Oh, the goat coffee. Oh, sure. If I get goat milk, it's straight up the best thing in the world. Goat milk right off the teat. And I have video proof somewhere. I did it a long time ago. I came up and I said, hey, is that brewing? And they said, yep. So I did straight my coffee. It was the best cup of coffee ever. That's how you do it.
We're doing that this year.
Yeah. There is an available goat, I am there with a cup in hand. It went from the worst cup of coffee ever to the best just because it was fresh off the goat.
Sweet, too.
Warm milk and hot coffee.
It was a two-for-one, a creamer and it was a creamer and sweetener.
Yep. It's, you know, people who don't get it, no, oh, well, how could you? Yeah, okay, go Louis Pasteur, go get it pasteurized, see where you end up. But, yeah, it's just the way you do it. Wow. It's like, no, it has to be processed. No, it's straight off the goat.
So good. What else happened this week? Oh, Steel Pulse, Ventura Music Hall.
That's coming up.
Went to it this last week.
Oh, you did. How were Steel Pulse?
Really good. So fun. I'm walking. I think my takeaway was my sister's 14th time seeing Steel Pulse, one of her favorite bands.
14 times?
Pull up Stepping Out.
How old is she?
48.
Oh, okay. 48. So 14 times. Definitely doable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pull up Stepping Out.
Stepping Out, we'll see.
We don't play music, but we challenge their copyright. Remember, that's our rebelness.
Yeah, they can still pull Stepping
Out. Beam me up. Do you know what song I'm talking about?
I had a friend who was all in. I just don't know enough about reggae. I was in Stepping Out, Joe Jackson.
That's Shout out bartenders at Ventura Music Hall. Bartenders Music Hall. Good work. Bartenders across Ventura, keep it up. Keep up the responsible service. Keep up the money making. Changing
anyone's mind. Oh, what was that? Let's get that out of there. There we go.
Let's go. A lot of had Earth Crisis going on. Look at that. Cover that.
Bite the horns. You got Reagan, got the Pope. You got Gorbachev up there. Catch me if you can. I know you find it hard to believe that I am
it's good.
That's good. I like it's that.
They vibed it. It was great. And you always judge concerts and stuff by the kids, right? And kids are always, at this stage, 25. That's my stage, right? I'm focusing on 18, 25, like 40 and 80.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just, again, my joke, okay, boomer, I'm just passing by all of them right now. But in that sense, there's 25-year-olds walking, the best concert I've been to, dude, in years. I'm like, really? You know, I go to a lot of shows, but you see these out-of-towners come in, mm-hmm. you're hopping in the Uber, a couple extra beverages, and when you hear that, you're like, there it is. There's testimony. If you've got someone saying best show they've been to in a long time, they're vibing it in the parking lot, Steel Pulse win. Ventura Music Hall, win.
Ventura Music Hall was holding it up, no doubt about it. You know, Ventura Theater was the only game in town at that level, and now Ventura Music Hall is making it happen.
Bum, bum, bum. Breaking news. New sponsor, Surf Rodeo.
Wow.
We're all in Surf Rodeo this year. We will be live at Surf Rodeo Friday and Saturday, July 5th and 6th, the whole weekend. I think, Spence, do you want to bunk with me down there? Want to get an RV?
Separate bunks.
But same roof.
Okay.
Yeah. Me and you, let's bunk up Surf Rodeo. Let's go, bro.
Yeah, Surf Rodeo is a blast. Always good music. It's been a standard, and it started another one that started organically because, you know, back in the day, it was just sort of this renegade party.
97.
And it grew. Yeah. I was just out of my stint on the beach at Ventura when Surf Rodeo kicked in. Because I left in about 96.
Ventura's original music festival. That's my new coin. JD said I could take it and use it. He goes, run with it. I said, yeah. You know, and I know we might say like Warped Tour kind of came through, but this is the OG Ventura Music Festival.
Does Warped still exist?
I don't think so.
No, I think
they pop in and out, but it's not consistent, no. So, Surf Rodeo. Not 3 days, 2 days. The best part is it's the location. It's up on the fairgrounds property, right by the racetrack. Going to be right on the fence line. Boom, right there. We all know what we're talking about. Go on surfrodeo.org. Get your tickets. 1 day pass, 2 day pass, RV space. Cornhole tournament signups. Okay? Cornhole tournament signups. Also surf contest. Amateur surf contest, pro surf contest. I was talking to Adam last night.
And you're wearing the cowboy hat when you surf.
The professionals will be wearing the cowboy hats. This is a professional surf contest. We know we have great surfers. This isn't just a BS contest. Hopefully the waves are going to be good in July. Come out. We're going to have some family stuff. I was talking to Hummer last night. We're going to have some more family stuff. So if you're the people that want to bring your family to the festival, some don't bring there, so there's going to be kind of a little both vibe. It's more of a party vibe, as you know. But if you're there all day, you want to hang. And that's the point we got going on. I'm going to be working hard, too, on the flow, on the kind of micro entertainment. There's going to be a lot of good vendors. Like, what are the vendors doing? That's my kind of promotion style. And where I like to create more, like, social mediaing through the vendors to create a better experience so the people that support the vendors are coming to Surf Rodeo. Like that vibe?
Love it. Not so just let's get out.
Yeah, not just thinking about coming to Surf Rodeo, but what vendors are supporting it. And then if you support those vendors completely, watch the vendor then go farther within Surf Rodeo. I want to empower vendors to go harder inside the events. Okay? That's my big thing.
Okay, let's get out there, and I'm sure the beach will be full, and we're ready to go. I haven't been to that event for a while, and then COVID screwed everything up, and we don't like bringing that up, but it's just been a long time since I got to get out to Surf Rodeo.
Okay, let me think. What do you guys got going on? Mm-hmm. Well, Johnny's Mexican food is going always good. Mm-hmm. What else do we got over there? I'm just kind of driving around town here, Spence. Boom, boom, boom. Yep. Well, this podcast here. Oh, let's get into some community news because we missed last week.
I know one that's happening for Saturday. I'd like to bring up Flow for Love of Waves. That's with Poncho the Surfing Dog. Right there, you can park near the Crown, get out on the beach. You will see not only a surfing dog, which is incredible. Poncho is great. But you'll also see some professional surfers, great surfers out there that help the kids and help people. We can call it special needs. Anybody that's in need, there could be PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, they take them out for a day of surfing. And it's really incredible to see the work that they do. It'll get going. I would get there early, just hang at the beach, get there around 9, and you're going to see some fun surfing. Flow is a wonderful organization. Kim, John, thank you so much for making it. We go back to Holly Boy. You know, it's Holly Boy. That rock garden was created because of Holly Boy with all the painted rocks. That was all a tribute to Holly Boy, and it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, Poncho is the surfing dog. We will be there Saturday.
Nice.
Great event.
Good plug. Good job, Kim. And we were working hard cleaning that bathroom right there. Spence, think about that. I got to clean the public restroom for all of the amazing families going to be using that this week. That was an advantage of cleaning that restroom.
Yeah, that's right. So they're going to, that's very good. So they have immediate access to something that ain't stanky and smelly and no crack pipe.
Yes, sir. That video came out the last 10 days. It's always fun to think about. We haven't had a podcast for almost 2 weeks.
No stank, no crank.
What's happened in 2 weeks? City attorney.
Okay.
We haven't mentioned that on the podcast yet either. See, we're so in depth in the news. If you just listen to the podcast, that's why, in essence, this is what's so sick. We could probably do a podcast every day.
There's a lot of news out there. Yep. Okay.
30 minutes every day. That'd be gross. What else is going on here? So the city attorney, we're waiting for more of that. There's got to be media, right? City council fired city attorney Andy Hagelin on the right to work. They haven't said why. It was in closed session. It's come out through social media, through Clean Up Ventura site, that there was employees from Chick-fil-A and other bystanders that had some type of evidence that was circulated through the police department or the sheriff's department or an unknown source that gave justification for this quick action. So Ron Bamier was hired, and now the story's gone national. Straight up. There's Instagram people out there. They all want to say the magic word penis. You know, I think it's all funny. I'm from the 80s, too. It's the magic word to get shock and awe. It's kind of like saying the word fart. You know, anytime you get a story with, I don't know, the word hurricane, I'm sure you're a newsman, Spence. There's probably a list of 100 of them out there. So we've now gone... between Chick-fil-A might be on that list of 100 now, too.
Yeah, sure could be. That's where it allegedly happened.
That's a So, long story short, when you add the words, you know, Ventura, Chick-fil-A, and penis, you know, dare I say we're going to the moon in the news source. So, we're there with that, and we're going to try to find out more information. Ventura Ford's looking for the media. We're not going to go hard to find it, but we will be a source. We want to find definitely go hard on finding the correct information, and we'll be on top of that because we, in essence, did break the story on that there was a special meeting coming out and that it was going to be part of Andy Hagelin. We went on a limb. We thought it was going to be about maybe some different laws. We had no idea that it was going to be possibly the allegations of indecent exposure, is from my understanding. So that's where we sit. We don't shy away from those conversations. We bring them to you, and we'll make sure if you're on this podcast, we're bringing them full circle.
Yep, and that's a lot happening here from the very, very good stuff to the stuff that's a little troubling and not so good. And that is definitely, we've had a run here with some big name employees that have gotten themselves into trouble over the last 5 years. And these are jobs, we always say, it's whatever's going on in your brain, I guess it can't be solved, you know, if you've got something. But there's been DUIs, there's been sexual, what would you say, sex...
passings?
No, what's the word?
Allegations?
In the workplace. Sexual harassment.
Yeah.
That came up, got somebody bumped out. We've just had a bunch of things that have bumped people out of really good jobs. And I mean, these are six-figure jobs that people are getting busted
CEOs, out. City managers, city's attorneys, public information officers.
All of these people... in the last few years, and the rule generally is if you're at any level, you shouldn't do something horrible, obviously. But even something like a DUI, which a lot of people, even these days, can do by accident. You know, you had that extra glass of wine, and you blew up. We should all know better, and Uber and Lyft are around along with friends. But there's some things that are 100% absolutely your responsibility, and they screwed up, and they lost their jobs because of it.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's not. Where do I go with this? A, can you forgive people? Yes.
You can forgive them. What position do you put them back in?
Right. Sure. So we're saying that there is grace available in this realm of Ventura.
Absolutely.
Because we're supposed to be these people who are holding people. But yes, agree 100%. Then to what degree was your mistake?
Mm-hmm.
Then we have a good deterrent in the community. And then we're going to ultimately say, is it happening? And is it continuing to happen? And the answer, sadly, is yes. And that's why we're being successful.
And with sex crimes, I don't know how much forgiveness there is.
Zero.
Yeah, because that's a rough one.
Zero.
That's a rough one, yeah.
But again, at this point, in the defense of where it's at.
Oh, sure. There's,
we're in the gray area of making that decision.
Oh, yeah. I'm not, nothing on him.
Yes, sir.
At this point. And no, because then you get into the Richard Jewell thing, which we all know with the Olympic bombing. He was completely criminalized by the media, national media, and then it turned out he didn't do it. And that was horrible. So in this case, it's an allegation right now. The other ones, though, were tried and true and gone.
I want to go full circle in this podcast, number 92, for all of our sponsors, Ray Fresco, bringing in the tunes and beats. Everybody who's chipping in, I probably forgot another one. When I drive away, I'll remember it. The sponsorships are there. Goodwill is always doing it. Fine and Danny, let's go. Surf Rodeo, come on. Pacific Coast Coins, naming a few, always going, okay? And there's more to come. If you want to bring in more, there's more space. There's only a limited amount of space because we're growing to the top. We're going to keep going. And Spence, that growth is right there. And I want to know you, to our listeners, we're going to address this about the Reddit hate, the thread. We're going to address Ventura Backwards, the Instagram, that they exist. And we're going to say the false narrative that continues to go around town about not only me, maybe even my family, and the mission of Ventura Forward. If you hear anything that you think it could not be true and isn't coming from a good person, you've got to check your sources and your facts just as much as I do and I try to. And when it's about me specifically, you have my DM, you have my phone number, and you know where I'm at, so there's no excuses. Okay? That's where it's at. So know that if you have any justification, you hear anything that might make you sound different. And there's things that examples that I don't really want to bring up because I don't want to open up Pandora's box right now. But I will say this. It gets right down to the investigation. That even when people are investigated through law firms, in the state from tax dollars, it's still corrupt and fake. You need to know who the source of the information who is investigated by. Just like Mike Johnson is in continued litigation against the city. Who's doing the investigation for the district attorney's office? Who's Mike Johnson's lawyer? Just like you look at Andy Hagelin, again, happens to be Ron Bamier in both instances. It might come down to the county in both situations as well, right? Then it gets into the supervisor there, the leadership. Nazarenko, the district attorney. We ran against Nazarenko before. This is so close to everybody. This is so close to community members. Put pressure on people to hold them accountable. To know that my investigation was not valid. To you have to say that it's valid. So when we have great DAs and staffers watching Ventura Ford, I got your guys' back. If your coworkers, your boss, or people underneath you are the judges, aren't holding them accountable, you got to come forward. You got to draw a new line, whether against crime or sex crimes or other. We've got to prosecute. Whether a girl goes into a house and steals a cell phone off a construction house the other day, cops show up and they don't want to prosecute. We got to make things aggressive. Drug use. Talking to a girl at Tony's, I got publicly accosted this weekend because she wants to have people live in the river. I told her to dream bigger. Get people out of the river. If you want people to live in the river, you're an enabler and you're killing people, whether you know it or not. And maybe I'm here to tell you the truth, and I know it hurts. Dream big. Going bolder is where this podcast goes because I was the example. I put myself out there. I have the scars to show you if you want to see it, how hard I was going. Okay? And it was all about politics in that world of process that I'm here to give you the experience for, that we know we're changing Ventura County, and it's being an example for the world. Let's go. Episode number 92. Spence, you have a good time.
Yep, good show. Good stuff going on. And support local business. Get to the beach and enjoy Flow coming up on Saturday. That is For the Love of Waves with Poncho the Surfing Dog.
To all of our local celebrities and all of our local athletes, to Sadie Englehart, to Anthony Fastors, and thank you, Nick Tostada, for coming in studio this week. Until next time, let's go!